Ask me that shit again. Go ahead, ask me again.
Oh, the Saints winning today?
I don't know, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I do not know.
Man, like...
D-Hop is back in the lineup.
Man, yeah.
They got a lot of injuries.
And it's a lot of... The Saints have a lot of injuries.
Right.
And they got injuries at the wrong spot, bro.
Exactly.
Man, these niggas receivers.
Right. Like the most pivotal part.
Right. So you're looking at... I mean, can Taysom Hill pull one out of his ass?
I don't know.
Can he? Again?
I kind of don't want to mess with nothing as far
as
betting.
We've seen that already. You know, like, yeah. We just seen Taysom Hill go off. So it's like, they seen that too.
Yeah.
So, but they know you're limited on the outside. I don't even know if Olave is back for the
supposed to be
concussion. So
but he might be limited, though, because of the concussion shit. I don't know. I don't plan on fucking with them at all.
Oh, they do their thing.
Trigger warning, maybe? What I was wanted to start with, been on my mind before all this bullshit when he kicked off. But this shit been on my mind all day, like past like week and a half. Turn my headphones up. And it's kind of fitting, honestly, because some of the shit he says in this song is like, well, what happened to that old Kanye? Like for real, you know?
Yeah, I think he had a different spot too.
For sure.
That 2011,
2012,
when it was lit.
Law
to LeBron.
When it was lit. When it was super lit. You know what I'm saying? When it was super lit. Who gonna try to embarrass you? Maybe your goddamn self. I don't know. Off of that. What's up, man? What you know about that? Let's go. What mood I'm in, man? Turn this up, man. See you. I see you. Benny and Push. Hey.
Oh, this is that nigga with the half beard.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part.
Hey.
It's hard,
yeah. To really make these type of checks, I took my chances when I was scrambling, but I'm no licensed. Yes, I really took those type of risks. Gotta do that, man. Alright. We in the building. We in the building.
Good to get familiar.
We in the building. Alright.
Oh, yeah, man. Tell the people who the fuck I am.
Come on, man. My fault, big dog. Welcome another episode, Real Talk Podcast.
Alright.
I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
Let's get it.
What's good, bro? Welcome to what number are we on? Episode 65.
Yeah, man, we
enough
down. We pushing 65.
That's
crazy.
65, yeah, that's right. We're getting up
there. Yeah.
We is. But what's been up, bro?
69, I'm going to get us some strippers.
Oh, all right. That must be at your house.
Don't be on me.
Okay, for sure. Hold yourself to that goddamn.
Nah, you good.
But what's been up, bro?
Man, shit, bro. Striving and grinding.
Same. It's fucking the same, bro.
That's it.
Hey,
trying to get it, bro.
I've been having the boys by myself the past couple of days, right? And while it was hot.
Give us a story on how the boys been whooping your ass.
Oh, fans. Okay, so.
Just give me one of your favorite ones.
Gotcha. So this was Monday night. Night one, right? So the youngest one, Drew, he wasn't that bad to put down, right? Boom, put him to sleep. And then my oldest one, Dan, he was kind of. He wasn't really trying to be patient. Like, he ain't really was trying to hear all that. So he was like, man, look, what's good? I'm trying to go to sleep, bro. Like, come on. So, start fucking with him. Go ahead, you finally get him to sleep. Drew wakes back up, right? So, start fooling with him, getting him situated, right? Somehow, some way, please don't call CPS on me. Dan falls out the bed. Now, fam, I don't know how. But I'm like, dog, what the fuck? Like, I'm literally over the bassinet with Drew, right? All of a sudden, I just boom. And then he just holler out crying. I look back. I said, what the fuck? I said, what? When did you wake up, first of all? Like, dog. I'm like, oh, my God. So, now they both up hollering. I'm like, dog. And keep in mind, it's 2:30. So, yeah. Alarm set for 6 o'clock. So, I'm like, yeah, this going to be tough.
Beat him like a drum.
Dog. So, finally get them situated. Right, I can't go back to sleep because my nerves done got flared up with that shit. I'm like, bro, dude done fell out the fucking bed. He gotta go to daycare tomorrow. Like, I hope he ain't no bruise or no shit, because I'm like,
they gonna call CPS.
Not even that, just like, bro, I really can't explain it to you. I mean,
right, that's a lot, and that ain't right. That's not even on me. Like,
right, like, man, I didn't, bro, man, I didn't do nothing to
him. To parenthood, I'm right. Like, you know, I feel like at all points, like, these kids, like, it gets to points where it strictly be up to them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
it's in your hands, bro.
Like, in the bed, you know, and it's like up to you to keep still.
I tried to tell you. If you don't want to listen to me, bro, I mean, like, you got to figure it out. Times, yeah.
I tried to tell you.
I'm a firm believer in that.
Right, you and I done helped you, and I done scooted you over a little closer.
Right, so yeah, you scoot them a little bit closer, and then they steadily try to go their ass back where they were trying to go back. Then boom, you fucking fall. You do some shit and it hurt or it upsets you. When I try to tell you, you don't want to listen. So I'm a firm believer in that. Hey, man, experience is key. And experience teaches you a lot of shit, right? But I love them though, man. That's my boys though. But yeah, that was a rough night. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was a rough night.
Yeah, they put it on you.
Did they? Tell you one thing though, while it was hot these last couple days, it's been cold as fuck. But I thought to myself, I got home from work one day, I'm like, damn. I said, bro, I got two boys. I said, man, double the trouble. I said, but man, when it's time to cut that grass, y'all have at it, fellas.
Y'all go ahead and earn y'all stripes.
Earn your stripes, time. Big dog. You know what I'm saying?
And look, make yourself a man out there.
Man, what builds character, dog?
You know, I saw. I'm in it for the integrity.
That shit builds character, dog. Go, man, go cut that grass, dog.
That's it. I am strictly in it for the integrity.
And then look, I'm just like, all right, hey man, look, it's getting kind of high. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna give you the blueprint. I'm gonna give you a little blueprint.
Trying to make it easy on y'all.
But look. Look, hey man, that grass need to get cut, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, I understand. Look, the dance coming up, the dance Saturday, hey, but look, that grass ain't cut.
Shit, cut over there. You know,
what's up? What's up?
Like, you bringing down property value?
Hey, look, look. I'm all a businessman. I'm all about you business,
fucking up,
man.
Property value, bro.
I'm like, man, look, grass not cut, but big brother, what you gonna do, man?
Exactly. Y'all making the neighborhood bad.
But like, hey man, I just look, Fortnite 12 them came out or whatever. Hey man, look, grass not cut, dog. What you mean?
That's it.
Cut the grass. We might talk about something, make a deal or something, you know. But
I would make something twerk.
Hey man, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, bro. It's a process though. But I'm making it through, bro. But what's going on with you, bro? Like, what's been popping?
Man, I've been chilling, bro. I really been chilling, man. Working.
Yeah.
We're trying to get it, bro. That's
trying
it.
To get that dollar.
That's it. I'm after the almighty dollar. That's it.
All right. So, a lot of shit to talk about. What you want to start with? You'll start with new music. You'll start with Kanye. What you want to start with?
Kanye crazy.
All right. Let's do Kanye first. So, Kanye went on Drink Champs again and said some shit that's unrepeatable. I don't want
to
repeat
that
shit.
Yeah, I'm not even getting into it.
But at this point, you know what he said.
It's out.
The episode has been removed, of course. But
it has.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, Nori not gonna do that. He's not gonna, like, nah, that shit rock. But it was out long enough for people to have heard it.
Get it? Yeah.
George Floyd's family is suing Kanye and maybe Revolta and/or Nori, but I know Kanye's name is on that. Defamation of character, etc.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up for
very much
for Nori though. I will say that.
Yeah, because
I'm my guy now. I love Drink Champs.
Me too.
Not going out like that, but I'm gonna speak on that shit. You don't know what Kanye gonna say. You ask questions.
Of course.
This nigga give him ridiculous
answers. And then with Kanye, I'll be telling people, like, if you notice when Kanye does interviews, it's him. He's just talking.
Right, right. He just
You can't cut him off.
You're not even intersecting in the interview.
Because you gotta find
you gotta get
the information in between what he said. Right. Like, the same thing with his Twitter rants when he used to go on Twitter.
A lot of back and forthness too.
Right. A lot of back and forthness. He's going at such a fast pace in his own head, he can't afford for you to keep cutting him off. Right? But you never know what he's gonna say. You know? And well, go ahead and finish what you were saying. But
I don't know, I just think that shit is like, bro, it's just crazy. Like, what I was saying with Nori, like, I don't think you should sue him because you don't know what Kanye's gonna say. That's totally like, that's random.
Okay, go ahead.
But with all due respect to the Floyd family, that's bad, bro. Like, you know, you can't admit when something wrong and that shit was wrong.
Was wrong, right? Sue their ass. Here's why. Drink Champs isn't Real Talk Podcast, where we a startup thing, you know, from the ground up. Like, this is production. Mm-hmm. Like, you talking about, like, high profile people that go sit at Drink Champs.
Right.
And drink liquor. Like, go into this. Like, a lot of people don't like to drink publicly as far as celebrity because of, you know, connotation and stuff like that. So it's like, when you go on Drink Champs, fam, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of who you are. Mm-hmm. Right? So, that's first of all.
Right, this is it. This is our MO. This is how you get down.
So you get somebody like Kanye to go on there that's already just
the head might not be loving when
a wild card right now, for lack of a better term. Right. And you talking about whether liquor is involved or not, you put a microphone in somebody's face where you don't know what they're gonna say. What?
I don't know. I'm
not saying it was, but just No. I got to it too late. I was kinda tied up.
Man, I watched it. I just don't remember.
Like, I saw it when the first, like, clips were coming out.
Right.
And then when I started hearing the clips about the George Floyd thing, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to hear that.
Because he got a whole spill with the Jews.
Right. And I'm like,
calling out the Jews.
But see, I'm like, okay. The Jew thing is like, I guess I kind of was willing to hear his, because I'm like, he's at that bag where that's his,
he might
his fights. You know, it's not.
He might know.
Niggas hating on me on this or that, and the third, nobody don't do songs with me. He got bigger battles he's fighting. Right. So I would have heard that. But the George Floyd thing, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
so I never really actually heard it, no. But Nori and Drink Champs, they edit everything. So you had the time to edit that shit. You still let it come out. That's where I got my issue at with Nori, right? I'm not mad at you taking that Kanye interview with everything going on. I am a little bit, but I still understand. Because I'm like, maybe Nori, a figure that Kanye reveres to a degree, he's going to, you know, not be, you know, so radical. So, but, you know, obviously we were wrong. Yeah, I think they should sue his ass.
I mean, shit, I ain't mad at you. I'm not.
Because it's like, bro, like, you got a lot going on right now.
Too much shit going on.
And you a loose cannon right now. Like, you're not helping yourself. So maybe this lawsuit will humble you a little bit in the sense, okay, hey, I need to chill the fuck out. I doubt it, but, you know.
I mean, look what we dealing with, man.
Right.
Like you said, they fuck with me for too long.
And I have a high regard for Kanye musically. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to throw the music away, but it's like, he keep pushing you to that point where it's like, bruh, like, you really doing a lot. It's one thing when you started, like, proclaiming yourself as God and this and that, like, now you on some even more like, hey, what you doing shit. Like, so I don't know, man. It's just it's not good for both sides because I don't know how Drink Champs let that shit still come out. Whether you understood it in the moment or not, you know better than to say, all right, look, leave that in there. Like, what you know? So, and then even if he's threatening to leave, okay. Okay. This ain't the first time he's left an interview and all that. So what? You know? But, again, I'm kind of getting... Well, I am fed up with Kanye with this shit, but... I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it, really and truly. All right, man. New music. You said you wanted to talk about Baby album. Honestly, what were your thoughts on Baby's album?
Oh, we're not even going to go there. What? I don't want to go there. Because I don't really have too much good to say about it.
Bro. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear some of it. Like, you ain't got to piss on his album.
But nah, let's hear it. Pissing on it. Because, you know, I ain't going to say I'm a fan, but, you know, I like some of the guy's music. You know, I fuck with Baby. You know, I just don't think this is it, dog. I don't know. I think
compared to My Turn or just overall?
I don't know. I just don't know, dog. Maybe it's just not for me. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's that.
Think it could grow on you?
Maybe.
Okay.
But as of right now, today, nah. Because no, this shit was like mediocre. Like, you know.
I do admit it was a lot. It was a lot to say. Like, you know, this is your re-up. But right. I'm not mad at it. Me if either. I had to grade it out to like a B minus.
Right.
It's not better than My Turn.
Hell no.
But I think it's a good comeback. C plus. Damn. So
I mean, fuck, that's passing. It's not like they not don't have no hits on the bitch.
Right.
We grading him amongst who they said he is.
And they got
and they say he compared with a Wayne. So fuck no. C plus. Cause that's not comparable to Wayne.
Well, see, here's the thing. The comparable shit, I think, is just to say, all right. So if you take our timeline that we grew up on and place it there, that is his equivalent.
Right.
Even not to say that they're the same
right.
level.
It's his comp.
Right.
Right. That makes sense.
So I like to take when they make those comparisons like that across generation with a grain of salt, just because it's hard to really place it like that, but
right.
most times I think people are at least trying to
right, make the really fact stick that. He ain't had a good fight in that. I mean, like, right. Wayne was able to cross to his side, so.
Right. And then.
You have to see a baby. I mean, fuck, he just got.
And then when you think about it.
He's still hiding the street right now.
It's not a lot of people really going on in his lane as far as the sound and just overall. Wayne had to go against a lot of motherfuckers, bro. Like. And he was still...
Yeah, competing with the greatest.
Exactly. You
know, Jay-Z was still dropping albums, and yeah. so was T.I., and so was Jeezy, and
speaking
so was
of Jeezy, other high Jeezy Jeezy coming back,
man. Latest debut, and...
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So, I just think it's a generational comparison thing, like, you know. But, I don't know, I liked it. It wasn't bad. It wasn't his greatest shit. Yeah,
I'm not saying it's bad, but... I'm comparing it to My Turn. I'm comparing it to what I think
what your
his
last
apex
thing?
Is.
Well, it can't be his apex. This is the first one.
What you mean?
My Turn.
Right, but nigga, I know what Baby is. I done heard his features. I'm like, okay, yeah, Baby make this bitch go in. Like, okay, he doing that shit. I know what his apex is.
Okay,
that's and I'm just saying that's not that. But the nigga hard. Oh, his apex is everything. That boy goated.
I got you. I see what you're saying. But yeah, let me play the song that man he I had to read the lyrics on the interview. That hey song, hey man, I kinda like that. Shit don't sound bad. It sounds dumb as hell when you just have a motherfucker just telling you the lyrics to the shit. But I think a lot of songs could sound low key stupid if you just had a motherfucker just say,
right,
hey,
for sure.
Duh, 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 duh. Hey, like, you know, but it should sound good. I like a California Breeze. I like Never Hating. I said, like, hey, I like Pop Out. I like, who was on this?
Pop Out is cool.
Yeah, is this the one with Offset? Pop Out? No. What am I talking about? This one? Yeah. Pop Out, yeah. Nardo Wick. I like this song, yeah. I like Nardo Wick, too.
Yeah, he hot.
I like Nardo Wick. Nardo Wick hot. Who else? What am I thinking about?
Sound like he drunk.
Who?
2 pints of lean.
Oh, yeah.
For every song.
Hey, man, them boys, I hope these young boys realize, man, that lean is strong, some strong shit, bro. Like,
man, them niggas crazy. But they, yeah, that shit lit. I ain't even gonna hold you, bro.
Bro, you sick.
Yeah, that music ridiculous. I'm talking about the music.
Man. Oh, we, all right.
We're not drug influencers.
Okay, I'm about to say, man, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
I just smoke weed, you know.
All right.
You got niggas out here playing with their nose.
Okay, so
shout out to everybody who play with their nose. I ain't judging you.
Kind of sound like you were.
I'm not, man. I'm just saying, Real Talk Pod don't endorse that. That's it.
All right, cool. You know? Just make that clear. We don't endorse the
nose.
That's
all I'm saying.
The nose play. We don't endorse
that. That's it.
This dude don't do no nose play. Herbo, Survivor's Remorse.
Okay.
Side A and B.
We could talk about that.
Let's talk about
I'm
it.
Here. I'm fucking with it.
Come on.
Now I'm going to get that. B plus, A minus type B shit. Plus, you know, A minus. B plus. I'm going to get a B plus. It got potential for A minus, though, for a shit show.
Look, but, so. Yeah. Go ahead, get your shit off.
Yeah, I like the joint with Jeremiah. I can't think of the name because I'm high. As
Flashbacks.
That's it. But yeah,
I like that joint too.
Yeah, dude is yeah he
Joe Joe with Benny's nice.
I'm like a fan that. Though, bro. I ain't gonna hold y'all like.
I know.
I'm really a fan. Like so, yeah, I'm a fan type.
Because that was who was hot when
B plus is bias, man. Like,
and see, that's the. I think that's the difference in our generation was that. Like Thug, Herbo, Dirk and the boys. That was Drill had just kind of got his look. Chief Keef had just blew up when y'all was like freshing and getting y'all stripes and shit. So it's like we had already seen people come get their stripes and shit like that. So it's like this was the new generation of dudes for us versus it's our guys type shit. So I fuck with Herb Hall. But when I saw he had another one of these 4 minutes of hell on him, I'm like, oh, see, you don't know about these. Wait, let me play that shit, though. He's like, man, what is this? Just that shit.
I beat the odds. Niggas act like I want Thugger for real. Like,
so you were not excited for this.
Everything that is to see in this shit.
Well, this is part six that we're playing right here.
I'm a product of it.
But you were not excited for this one here. He went outside for that style. I remember doing a dash in the challenger with this. Me and my cousin. Hey, man. Living life, dog. Hey, look. LSU on the weekends, dog. Was outside, bro. Hey.
Hey.
Migos had just started popping. Versace was fucking banging and everybody called. Hey, bro. Man, look. It was a time. Hey, on the way home, man, look, pop this on. I'm going to send it to you. But I like the album, though. I really do.
Yeah, me too. I love it, bro. It's a good album.
Gibbs sold separately, right? Dropped some shit. I like it. Good joints overall. I like Blackest in the Room. You know he did the joint with your boy, Ricky Ross, Ricky Rose, shit hard. Lobster Omelet. Yeah, Raekwon on here, Anderson .Paak, DJ Paul. Like, Gibbs brought some pretty good albums, bro. They're trying to get people on Gibbs, bro, but people don't like to really.
They don't like the nigga headball.
I mean, that's all it look, bro. Like, you give a fuck? You're not looking at him when he rapping,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bro. I don't go to concerts. I don't give a fuck.
Nigga saying.
Exactly.
And that's your heart.
Exactly. Like,
that's it. I feel that. You know? I feel that. I ain't pushing no weight in the streets, but I feel like.
Fuck all
like,
that, man.
Motherfucker, like.
Yeah.
My nightmares coming true, but they ain't leaving spook. On the West Coast counting blues, but I'm whooping with them rules. In my neighborhood, you was either 5 or 6, you had to choose. And folks in there was stealing my starter jacket and my shoes. They laughing at me at my school, so I move like I ain't got shit to lose. When I get them goons, you in the afterlife by afternoon. My chopper tuck, but I serve that dust, my nigga serve that food. Now I'm in my jail cell, watching my cell phone and news. Broken hearts and empty pockets, crack water, dirty faucet. When I shot that bitch in the chest.
Yeah, man, this is a good album. Still got I think they straight. They don't have no issue. But I think I still think Pusha got Grammy locked. Yeah, man, Gibbs pretty much got that Grammy locked up, I feel like. But So look, I saw some shit on TikTok. Would you rather be able to speak all languages or talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
Really?
Yeah, if I can talk to animals. Fuck no, man, I'm high as a bitch.
I know you are. Because what the fuck, what animals you going to talk to?
What would I be doing? Exactly. First thing came to my mind, I'm going to tell y'all since I went ahead and said that dumb ass shit. Bitch, telling the animal to leave me the fuck alone. I was thinking I could live amongst them. If I could talk to them, I should be able to live amongst y'all. Like, I could tell you, like, look, I'm here for this, and I'm here for that, and I'm eating this. Like, I'm not even after your food. You know, so we good. Like, so get the fuck on.
But eventually, you're going to be after their food. Meat.
I might not be, but they don't know that.
Are you saying,
it's the animals.
Oh, but they don't have understanding either, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You can talk to them and they understand you, but they don't have understanding. Gotcha.
Right. Then I'm lying.
So back me up real quick. You said if you could talk to them, in fact, you could live amongst them.
Right.
So just because you communicate with them, you can go out there and pitch a tent, get a fire set, fucking tools. You can do all that shit.
Yeah,
I give you a fucking a shoebox with some tools, and you go survive for 30 days in the woods and shit. Okay, fucking sugar grills in this bitch.
That'll make me a lot.
All right, I
feel a lot better about a situation like that. But like on some real life shit, definitely communicating in all languages. You know that makes you.
Your new name is Sugar Grills. Matter of fact, I'm gonna say that in my phone.
Why?
Because fam, you fucking think just because you can talk to some fucking animals, you can go live in the fucking wild?
I don't want to live there. I could just, you know, navigate them.
So just go, just go walk through the fucking woods and shit.
I mean, if I desire to, yeah.
I guess that's my first go right there. I'm not walking through the woods to go find them to talk to them.
Solid desire, man.
I guess, bro. Give me a speak in all different languages. Now, hey. So also on TikTok, I be on TikTok a lot, bro. I follow this page and they kind of. Preview like new cars or whatever, right? So I'm watching one of these videos. I forget what the fuck it was. I think it was like an Audi or some shit, right? The more we progress into these smart cars and just smart touchscreen dashboards, when the fuck are we gonna realize that, hey, we can't put all this shit on a dashboard because, hey, motherfuckers still gotta pay attention to the road. They talking about touchscreen is you gotta slide this and move that. Well, when the fuck am I gonna actually drive if I gotta do every goddamn thing from this screen? I just think that screen shit is gonna be the death of us if they don't get us into autonomous cars before that. Because if you damn near got a fucking laptop in your cup holder,
yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying. Like. So something gotta shake with that shit. But what else? Fucking young jock Zelled somebody to $1,800.
Yes.
Asking to get it back. Told him to do the right thing. I got the text message. I want to read them because this is some funny shit. Let me scroll back down.
It is the right thing.
Man, I'm like, well, are you kidding me?
Go ahead and relax.
So he sends the person, "Hi, can you please return the $1,800 that I mistakenly sent to your account via Zelle? I don't know you, nor do you know me." Right? Boom. Admitting the guilt. Okay. You don't know me. I don't know you. Right? But I feel like, hey, we can, you know, figure this out. Right? Please do the right thing. I'm following them so far. Right? God has a bigger blessing for you. I think that was my blessing from God.
I mean, the 1800, come on. I don't know many people just go ahead and issuing that out.
Yeah, like you really got to make sure.
Young Jock, I appreciate,
That big
really
fella.
I needed that.
I know you've blocked my number and that's okay. Absolutely. I just need the $1,800 that you sent to your account via Zelle.
You go ahead and relax. So if you got another $1,800.
Hey, man.
Go ahead and relax.
Talk about some funny shit.
Some food shit.
Hey, bro. Hey, but look, I've had a similar scare where I sent somebody, not $1,800, but a significant amount of money and they didn't instantly get it. And it took a couple hours,
mm-hmm.
like on some overnight shit.
Oh, no.
I was up all night. I was like, you got that? Yeah, you check your yo.
Yo, cuz.
Yeah, check that account, dog. No, all right.
No, that bitch still ain't slamming.
Shit. All right. Okay. Well, it took out of my account, so It's somewhere. Fuck. What?
I hope it's on the way.
I hope it's on the way. I hope. I wish you could track that motherfucker. Give me a fucking tracking number on that shit, bro. Moving on. Sports. What's up? You want to get on football first and then do NBA since that's kind of fresh?
What football?
Your pick. Go ahead. College or NFL. Don't matter. Man. We don't got to get deep into either one, but just...
Just touch on it, man. Shout out to Tennessee.
Hey, man. Fucking Tennessee. Hendon Hooker, them boys look good, bro.
Yeah, they do. Top three. You've been watching them all year type shit, though.
Yeah.
So, if you know, you know.
Hey, I was this fucking close to putting some shit on them with the points.
On the money line, shit.
Almost on the money line, too. Like, I was like, bro, I had to work that day. I'm like, man, something telling me Tennessee gonna fuck around and beat them boys.
Bro, it was like, dog, in that game, their offense at a point became unstoppable. It was man, we gonna get this safety matched up on this receiver, and we gonna burn past y'all, like...
Yeah,
like he not even right though.
Yeah, and it they kept doing it. I'm like, dog.
Over, like niggas was getting burnt for Alabama. It's like, when do you ever see this?
You hardly ever see it. Like the way the score didn't suggest it, but the way Georgia did them in the championship game, it seemed similar. Like they just kept going up and down the field, and it was just like, wow, this shit really happening. Like they really about to fucking lose. And I don't know, like this shit shakes up the playoffs now, almost in a sense. But it's like
it does, because that forced somebody to have to win out.
Right, but at the same time, I still think it should have been 18.
Would it be fuck around and be like one loss? Is that possible?
Yeah, like fucking Tennessee. Alabama got in with two before. Don't forget that. No,
getting in with two.
They did before, I want to say.
Well, that's not happening.
They lost. The Iron Bowl or some shit, or maybe like the SEC championship.
Yeah, but that's
game.
Not possible.
But they had two.
They not about to shit on. They're not about to shit on Ohio State. They're not about to shit on Michigan. They love those schools. Like
Ohio State, Michigan, the winner of the Big Ten is going.
Exactly, the winner of the Big Ten show is going. But what if one of the Big Ten schools have a one loss? They going.
That's why I said make 8 instead of 12. 12 you is giving too many people.
Yeah,
a fucking chance.
8 makes sense. I ain't gonna.
8
is
like, okay.
Because that shit unfair, bro. Because what about a school like TCU?
I like TCU. Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State lost one, but I'm
just
think
saying though, like they run the tables and get that.
What if they wouldn't run the table?
Because I think that's between them two for the championship right now. Sure. Big 12.
Baylor, like they not in it.
Baylor just not there. Oklahoma, no.
Kansas State. And they got to try to not lose against Kansas.
And Texas.
Because Kansas got some talent.
But I think Texas, when it come down to it, I think Texas would fall to either one of those schools.
Yeah, if Texas going to lose another one to somebody,
it's
going to
be between one of them two.
They spot up anyway, so it's not even going to matter.
But see how all that is cleared when you do 8. You get every conference winner, and then you get the loser.
Because they still got some undefeated teams on the outside.
Because think about it with 4. Just basically saying your conference winner. Like, fuck if you was undefeated and got to the conference championship and lost. You know? So it's like, bam, you get your conference champions. They're losers. And then, like, maybe 1-2 that probably, you know, was on a bubble or whatever like that. So, okay, for example, Big 12. So you get
dog, that shit can't go like that, bro.
What? 12?
It can't go like that.
What?
It can't go.
Like what?
It can't go 4 no more.
No,
it literally can't, dog. This is what we're looking at. Just undefeated, flat out. We're not even going to dive too deep. Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, Michigan, Clemson, who we have not mentioned.
Clemson,
Ole Miss,
there.
Who we have not mentioned. UCLA, who we have not mentioned. Bro, TCU, those schools are undefeated. They haven't yet to even lose a game yet.
Yeah.
So, what about them? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, so...
Then you got plenty of one loss.
So let's use the Big 12 for example. So if we got like 3 contenders, you got, I should say, Texas and TCU for the conference championship. Well, Oklahoma State at 6 or 7 can still get in the playoff. And you know
how?
I'm just saying if they move it to 8, because let's say everybody's still running the tables and they all end up with the same similar record, but it's the tiebreaker that separates it, whatever.
Okay, well, yeah.
Shit like that, because that's how sometimes it comes down, where a tiebreaker, you just completely out of it. Like, sorry, better luck next year.
Well,
and then, like,
well,
last year...
More like basketball is?
What? like just an open tournament type thing? Maybe not 64 teams, but just open tournament.
Yeah, over a course of time, like maybe you could shorten the regular season up by 2 games or so, and just have a open.
How many teams?
Let's not play these. If you're gonna have the conferences, let's not play these non-conference games.
Okay, I'm up under that. Just because right. the fact that like everybody's joining fucking 2 or 3 conferences exactly. anyway, so it's
exactly.
like,
so let's shrink.
What are we really going to have at the
amount of conferences?
5 years from now, what are we really going to have as far as conferences?
Exactly. 3. So let's shrink the amount of conferences. And what I'm looking at is you shrink the amount of games you have in the regular season, and then you kind of open it up with the last 24 teams. I don't know, however many.
And then you know, cause make you it just a holiday somebody thing
from each conference. That's all.
Make it a holiday season thing to where. It's like so March Madness, you get bowl season, but it's like the 1st of December to New Year's.
Right, it's like every week. From
every week, and then maybe you get a couple here and there between the week games to advance a week or whatever like that. It's possible, but I just think with football, this is a lot. Yeah. But I like that idea.
Because those non-conference games, they still get paid.
They don't mean shit. Like, that's how
it is. Yeah, they don't, but they do. It depends on how you
it inflates your record. I mean, because, okay, so Alabama playing Utah State in week 3 does what for them? Besides add a W to their tally.
Nothing.
That's a tune-up game and adding a W to your tally. Right. The money that they pay them schools, bro, that ain't bothering nobody. One booster, bro. Oh, here y'all go. Y'all need a, how much? 7? Okay, here you go. You ain't got. You could go deposit that right now. Like, you know, so it's like, that don't really make a difference, you know.
But it limits the growth, but who gives a fuck about
Florida, Utah, week 1, that makes a big difference.
It does make a big
you know,
difference.
So it's like,
you got you looking at Utah like, damn, what happened? But they tough. They just beat
UC. But not that is like, all your games are going to mean something.
Right.
You take them non-conference out. But if you're not, I'm talking about as far as, ranking and shit like that. So like a Utah, Florida, that goes. TCU, Bama, whatever, that goes. Oregon, Georgia goes. But LSU playing against fucking Troy. No, we're not doing that. You know, shit like that. You know, but 8 teams is the number. And I was saying that since they first brought up trying to expand it. 12 is too many. 8 is the number. 8 is a perfect number, right? That's to say, like, right, this is basically the top 10 playing for the win, right?
Right.
You're missing 2 teams. Those 2 teams are most likely going to have 9 and 10 are going to have 2, maybe 3 losses. You know, your top 8 are for sure going to be all your undefeateds, 1 loss, maybe a 2 loss team. Everybody get a chance. You know, you're going to be majority big schools. So fucking, you still making hella money. But also the same thing with the bowl season madness and shit for the month of December make a lot of sense too. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the expansion though. I just don't think 12 teams is good. NFL. Shaking your head. What's wrong, bro?
It's too much, dog. It's like, I don't know. I will say, I told you about the Eagles. Like
I said that.
Everybody. We was on
I got a futures bet on the Eagles, yeah, man. Like, I'm waiting for that to cash.
What, NFC East? In the division?
Of course.
Beautiful. When you line that up, of course.
Yeah. I took, it's like, what, +900, I think? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I took that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I started to put them in Minnesota on a ticket, but I'm like, let me just play the single one. Because I'm like, Minnesota could do Minnesota shit. And yeah, I'm like, Aaron Rodgers still Rodgers.
That's
what I'm
saying, bro. That's like, the shit is so close. The NFL is so fucking close, right, bro. It's like, you got Minnesota, were they like 5-1?
Something like that,
4-1, some shit like that. Yeah. Green Bay got like 2 losses. Yeah, bro, but the games are so close. It's like,
and Minnesota's almost lost some shit that they should have flat out won.
If you catch a ball here, drop a ball here, that's the difference between 2 or 3 games. Yeah. That shit is insane, dog. Like, I get tired of watching it. I'm like, God, because it just don't make no sense. It's literally so unpredictable because it's like, you expect Patrick Mahomes to be buttoned up in the game. Like, and he made this stupid, dumbass turnover at the end of the game. That shit was ridiculous.
Now, here's my stance. I said the AFC West was going to be tough. Just because you got... Everybody got a weapon now.
Right.
You know? versus, oh, KC is stacked. Chargers are stacked. Hey, Derek Carr got a weapon now. Denver got a quarterback. Hopefully Denver can figure it out. I don't think they will, but lack was a quarterback. And it seems like it still is, but hey, that division, I picked the Raiders on a long shot just to be a dark horse. I don't know, but Mahomes don't look as good as he did with Cheetah. I'm not saying that he was pivotal to their success, but not that he made Mahomes, but you seeing a different Kansas City team that people are looking for different from. Like the Kelce getting 4 touchdowns, that was great, you know, but that's not going to happen very often when everybody knows, like, you're trying to get him the rock. Same way with the Rams. Like, fam, have you seen some of the stat lines for them games? Bruh, Cooper Kupp
like a motherfucker.
Cooper Kupp getting like 18 targets.
Targets, yeah.
Bruh, like 2, 3, 4 on the list. Ain't even got 10 combined. Yeah. It's bad. I'm like, bruh, y'all not going to win not many games doing that shit.
Yeah, they kind of need OBJ.
They need something. Fam, they got Allen Robinson.
That boy is terrible.
Not that he's terrible, bro.
No, that nigga's horrible. I'm going to give it to you. That's what I'm saying. Bro, it's so close. You can't afford for one person to not be what you thought they was going to be. That's one offseason. And it's not even a mistake. Like, yeah. I would have thought Allen Robinson had it too, but apparently he don't. He cannot separate for nothing. Like, he not, that boy not separating from nobody. They need Van Jefferson back.
Maybe I thought, because I look at it like this. Okay, there's an established alpha with Kupp. So you just got to be the backup, man. Right. Just run your route and look for it.
You know, 6, 7, 8 targets.
Kupp is already demanding double coverage. Right. Or safety help, whatever, whatever. So
you're going to get 6
You're going to get your looks. Yeah. Just secure it.
To do what you got to do.
And you good.
Yeah.
As you do that, you build your trust with Stafford, your timing, rapport.
Right. So now
you're going to get even more looks.
When Kupp double, he might not even look that way.
He's going to look come you off the dump.
I'm fucking with
you. You got the mismatch. We done figured out, whoop, that, what a lot. All right, whoop, all right. Yada, yada, all right. Hut, boom, it's you. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see. You know, we'll see. Fucking, we done fired our coach. We traded Robbie Anderson for a bag of candy. I mean,
bro,
we're in fucking shambles, bro. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's a bad position to be in, but it's tough. Not, bro. It just, it's tough. With how bad shit going, you just keep your hope and excitement for the future. Dog. You won't hold it down and be a fan.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Because y'all about to go through drastic turmoil.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you.
Nigga, they
my heart hit the floor.
On the train block.
I just was about to say that. My heart hit the floor. I'm like, we about to do this now.
Like, who? Like,
fuck.
Padel, Buffalo, is it that bad? No, bro.
Buffalo warrants him.
Look.
Philly didn't ask about him. Well, somebody may have asked about more, but I think Buffalo and Philly have asked about
McCaffrey. But you won't have a good pick because you suck.
I know.
Which is fine.
Chill the fuck out. But you had to say it all. You suck. Fuck you.
You see what's there?
Because the Patriots don't look too hot neither, motherfucker.
We just talked about these college kids. Like, you know, bro.
Hey.
You got, dog, Hendon Hooker just came out of nowhere. That boy might be a first of all pick.
Him, you got, sure. You got Bryce
CJ
Young.
Stroud, you got Stroud. The number one on the market.
You got Will Rogers. He's gonna be a dark horse. I think he's gonna be
Will
real
Rogers.
Good.
Will Levis. He ain't healthy.
He's gonna be a great
Will
too.
Levis is, come on, bro.
It's gonna be a good year for a quarterback. Yeah, for sure.
And I think 3 of them is like,
you got Utah quarterback probably gonna go too.
Yeah, fucking right. You know, Cam Rising.
Yeah.
So I'm,
and then fucking UCF got a quarterback that's dynamic too.
Let me see. I think any of these kids can play in the league for real.
I'm just saying, though, like, just to, because I look at it like this.
And
people,
I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, and you know there's always that guy.
But see, here's my thing. Like, people, especially when it comes, like, to picks and draft picks and trade and shit like that, when it's involving picks. Fam, everybody just digging in the bag the same.
Yeah.
You know, like, think about it like this.
They just got to get the quarterback right, bro. That's why I'm at with Carolina.
We've seen a list of times where your number one overall is a bust, both NFL and NBA. Shit happens.
Shit happens.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ain't guaranteed to go and be a star.
No, they're not. And first pick, fifth pick. See, ain't what it is.
Exactly.
It's just like that.
Like, we've seen, dude, okay, man, he should come in and dominate. Nigga play a season and he just fall off.
Did he Ryan Leaf?
You know, like.
He Jamarcus Russell. And I hate to bring them guys up in that light, but that's just the, that's just the what happened.
You know? Regardless of the. or your work ethic, whatever. Like, bro, like, expectations. Like, man, these picks are just expectations, like, bro, and luck.
Nah, I wouldn't say they luck. I wouldn't say they luck, because I'm about to tell you this. You gon'
What pick did Hurts go? Top 10, right?
Ish? Fuck no. Jalen Hurts went in the third round.
Third round pick. He looking damn near good as Josh Allen then.
Exactly, because it's possible, bro. Your scouting got to be on point, man. Yeah. Whoever does that job, they got to really give a fuck. Exactly. Because that's some real shit, dog. And them receivers, it's so many good college receivers to the point where if you miss, that's on you.
I was telling this guy,
boy, these young kids cold.
I was like, bro, with the social media having a chokehold on football, man, shout out to AJ Green, dude on TikTok.
Yeah.
He is bringing a lot of light to high school football and just the quote unquote fun acting side of sports. Shout out to OBJ for fucking bringing all of that around full circle with Justin Jefferson nowadays and shit like that. He was the Ochoas before him, Jamar like the
Chase,
you know.
It's you see it, and you see that it. Position right there.
Right,
hey, them youngsters gonna get their money, man. Right. These kids is phenomenal. Them DBs,
and I'm talking about most of just personality and shit. Like, yeah, because before that, man, football was button up, yeah, straight to
suited and booted.
Yeah,
Peyton like, Manning.
Yup, robot, not robot, but like process shit, yeah, like, you know, and. You see, like, bro, no, that's like,
athletic, bro. Your best quarterback is athletic as fuck.
The NBA been on this where you can play, you can play. You went to Duke, you went to Carolina, you went to this place, you went to that place, you went to a D2, you went here, you went there. You can ball. Come on, let's go. Football is slowly catching up to that shit. Yeah, they are. You know what I'm saying?
They behind the eight ball, bro. Yeah. As far as that, it's like the scouts got to do their job in recruiting, bro, and who you looking at in these draft boards.
Even
bro,
if you're not willing to go and sit down and watch the game in person, pop a tape in.
Man, really
you'll watch 40 hours of tape on CJ Stroud in high school or Arch fucking Manning, but you won't watch one game of a dude that go to a 3A, 2A school. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just put that same effort, even not the same full effort, just put in some type of effort to look across the board at every possibility.
Look, I feel like as an NFL, like as a scout, which I think they may have it like this, regional scouts. Like, you know, you scout your region. Have an area where you go to these football games, you know, where you go to these college games, and you look at these players like, okay, well, let's see who really got talent in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas.
Right.
Maybe that's your area.
Exactly.
You know. Or maybe you're on the West Coast, but it's NFL, bro, so they can hire 20 motherfuckers to do
this.
And then
I look at it like this, and I'll bring it full circle. Good side, bad side. Fucking NIL deals, right? Now, the good side of it, everybody can pay across the board, right? Bad side is you gonna fuck around and go recruit a kid that's, you know, from one of them areas and woo them on some bullshit to get them to go there versus you paying a higher recruit, couple M's to come there just for the look, for the, oh, we signed a number one player, 5-star recruit, et cetera, et cetera. But your workhorse going to be this running back you didn't found in the cane fields over here.
Of course.
On a whim, you know? So, I don't know. We'll see. NIL deal is going to be the turning point. And then another possibility, these NIL deals going to inflate some of these young dudes' egos. Because the egos grow in high school.
Teams tear apart, bro.
So you're talking about shit. I'm coming out of high school. I just got my diploma in the mail. And also I got a letter in the mail from fucking Raising Cane's to sign NIL deal with Duke.
You see.
You know, and I'm 18. I'm seeing quarterback making $4 million on some bullshit. Like, that's just
I love it
under
it,
the
in,
table.
In preparation.
Me too.
Though. I'm saying, like, I love it in the fact of how it prepares the college athlete.
Because even if you don't teach them, like we said in the beginning, experience brings
learning. Exactly. Because, I mean, you know, most of these kids, they dream to go to the league. So if they're going to get there, they're going to have to hear this and they're going to have to deal with it anyway. I'm going to bring up Kayshawn Booty from LSU. You know, some rough weeks early. Like, shit, dude was struggling. But shit, last week he broke through. I want to say he popped for like over 100 or some shit.
Yeah.
I was going crazy.
You take a little while to get the wheels going, bro.
But you see these fucking billboards all over LSU campus, and you got shit at Raising Cane's, and you drive down the street and you see another billboard. but you only had it. Just maybe have broken 100 yards prior to this game.
Yeah.
You know, now you know the talent is there, but it's like that added pressure is kind of similar to what the NFL would bring, because they're going to tweet when you suck or when you drop two passes.
And then it's like you're giving these youngsters a chance to learn from their own mistakes.
Yeah, early. Before it matters.
Before they get to the league, and then you sign in deals and you got to pay an agent and pay this and then pay that, and then you're looking and go, oh, fuck. I signed the contract for this so much, and this is what I'm getting at the end. Like, what's really going on? Whoop to whoop.
You see, you know? This shit with James Bouknight.
Fam, what's going on in Charlotte? Matter of fact, let's get to the NBA. Because what the fuck is going on in Charlotte, bro?
Like, I don't know. Like, boy, is it they into some crazy shit over there?
That's like, gang for real. Like what's going on?
Okay, they got him doing this thing, and you know, LaMelo Ball fucking strippers, and then you got Miles Bridges on some crazy shit. Like,
fam was got caught in a whip with a bag of Doritos and the Glock.
And a blick.
Like, what? Like, what you doing?
Like, yeah, y'all tripping.
What you, bro, you on the NBA?
You in the NBA? Fuck is you out here eating Doritos for?
Bro, one thing about it, dog.
Eating some steak, caviar, two things for certain, son. The motherfucker out here eating Doritos in the car. He fumbling, though, bro. It's like nigga was drunk.
Fam. Bro.
That's the same, yo. It really bro, is.
Like, I just don't get it. I don't. I'm confused. Like, bro, like, to make it to the league, like everybody say, that's the best of the best of one percenters. You made it. Whether you making fucking $45 million or $1.5 million,
maybe you be going through something. Maybe you dealing with something. But go get your help. You know, they I'm sure they got NBA counselors. You know, they got people that you're not gonna pay to do this shit. It's part of the, you know.
The same way I tell Saints fans, and I'm not going back to football. We're going basketball now. I said, Jameis Winston was a grown man playing in the NFL, and it came out years into his career he had a fucking eye problem and needed eye surgery or contact, whatever the fuck.
Right.
So you mean to tell me this man is making millions of dollars playing quarterback in the NFL and you couldn't see? And you wait till year 4 or 5 to go get that shit checked out?
Yeah.
Like, what's really going on? And I'm like, then that's QB1 for y'all. Okay.
Yeah, where's cool. That go?
Yeah, I'm like, I really can't put a lot of trust in somebody that do that. Because I'm like, you got the money to go get brand new fucking eyes. Like, plastic eyes, if you fucking want
if
to.
You want.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, one of the most pivotal parts of your job is being able to see. So, like, that affects your timing, your
ability to read the DO process.
Everything that involves you being successful at your position, and you can't fucking see. I mean, hey, man. So, look. Joel Embiid's playing tonight. I mean, fuck. I don't know, bro. I'm so, bro. Between FanDuel and just the bullshit that's been going on with the NFL, I just don't know what to say. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I have a conspiracy theory that's not necessarily a conspiracy theory about the NFL and the sports books, but that's for another time. NBA is here, right?
Right.
Who's your dark horses? Who's your favorites?
Okay, I'm going to announce this. LeBron is getting older, obviously, and I think the Lakers are in shambles, and it's impossible for me to truly root for that team. Of course, I'm going to watch because I love LeBron, but I am now a fan of the fucking Memphis Grizzlies, and I'm riding with Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. You fucking with me? I think Ja, bro, the dude, man, he amazing, dog. Like, I really watched them all last night. I watched their game against the Knicks.
Yeah.
And, man, this nigga's incredible, dog. Like,
yes, bro.
You know, he 28 points and 8 assists easy, like, making the shit look easy. He getting the crowd into it. He making plays on defense. He, like, making plays on, man, just all over the court, bro. That dude is insane.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling with the Grizzlies coming out the West. I like them to battle against Golden State.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Western Conference Finals right there. Yeah. Memphis and Golden State, for sure.
I like Golden State to go far again. And
I say conference finals because I really think, like, picks beyond that.
Yeah.
Kind of got to see when we get there. Yeah. You know, because something might happen. You know, maybe I would believe stay playing without Clay.
Yeah.
I never want.
Well, yeah, that, barring injury, of course. Barring injury.
But that's what I think is going.
Barring injury, but I think they would cross paths beforehand just based on
how this shit might be set up.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to say Clippers and
number two.
But I'm saying Clippers Warriors, but they're in the same division, so they may have to cross paths before. But Clippers Warriors, either or out of that division because they're the same. And then I'm gonna say dark horse would be maybe Memphis, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Because Memphis, I feel like
they got it all.
They have the identity, the team chemistry. Everybody know their role. It's just a matter of like the injuries and shit like that. That they just kind of, with everybody kind of starting off with injuries. I didn't realize so many people were out.
You're from Memphis?
Yeah. No, just overall period, like starting the season. Like I forgot Middleton's still out.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson Jr. You know, he's gonna be out for a minute.
Right. Yeah. Fucking, it's some other people that's like dealing with some injury shit or whatever. Like, oh damn, okay. But I don't know, I think we're in for a good season this year, bro. I really do.
Yeah, it's going to be very entertaining, dog.
I like my sleeper teams as far as just overall through the season. Not saying they're going to make, like, playoff runs and shit like that. Maybe so. The Timberwolves and the Thunder in the West. And then the East, I'm going to say Atlanta and Cleveland.
Why are you fixed on the Thunder being good? I'm just asking. I need to ask
you. I like...
Because I feel like you're pulling this one from nowhere.
I like SGA. I think he's a good overall player. I like Giddy. And just, I don't know, bro. I'm kind of just taking a whim with him, really and truly. Like, I don't really have a...
Like, you on something, you think you see it coming.
Yeah, like, just a young core. Fuck, Orlando going to be all right. Houston, too. I think all them teams that have, like, that really young core are going to be okay through the year. Like, you know? As far as, like, their level. I think all of them are going to be, you know, pretty all right.
Yeah, I look for Orlando to not be as bad. To be, like, you know, a step ahead. Like, maybe they make the play-in type shit.
I don't know. What I'm saying, yeah, ceiling for, like, Minnesota and the Thunder, like, the play-in and shit like that. Like,
well,
that's
ceiling. Minnesota, they trying to get ceiling could be a playoffs.
Minnesota could definitely be a playoff spot, I think.
Yeah, second round.
Like, I think... A bad season if they end up playing. I'm like, yeah, this is not a good season.
They went 7 round 1.
Yeah.
With the Grizzlies. Who was kind of hobbled. You know, that was a weird run.
Right. So everything is barring injury. I want to see how Atlanta looks. I think they're going to look nice once they figure everything out.
Once they settle.
I think Philly is going to be all right.
I don't.
I think no this is my last, no my lie. Last fucking
I'm
year.
Over that shit.
This is my last year
Joel
giving Philly hope.
Is childish and James Harden.
But here's my difference. I think them going to get PJ Tucker is going to be a tremendous help for them overall.
For sure.
Just because the fact that you know you got a for sure defender to go at the other team's best player.
Right.
I'm not saying he's going to just shut him down.
But he's going to do what your other good defender was doing.
And think about what Pat Bev did for Minnesota last year.
Right.
Like, just
he
as
D'Angelo
that defensive identity. And then you think about it. James Harden can't play defense to save his fucking life. Right. Let's just be real. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, P.J. Tucker, you go get Tatum. Cephalosha, Maxie, whoever, you go get Brown. You worry about Marcus Smart. We should be all right, you know, to fend for ourselves, et cetera, shit. P.J. Tucker, you go get Giannis. You got Middleton. You're not on Drew Holiday. You're going to be on whoever. But, you know.
Grayson Allen.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't you can hide James Harden a little bit better.
Kind of like
so,
they do Steph Curry.
Right.
Even though I'm not even shitting on Steph. Because at this point, he don't need to be hit. I mean, fuck, if there's... I don't think none of the point guards really play amazing defense. No. Other than the ones that we know.
Like Drew Holiday.
For playing amazing defense like him. But, I mean, to say where he at. I mean, shit. Is he a... average NBA defender?
Yeah.
No, he better than average. Like, that nigga's better than the average NBA defender. Like, he don't just be getting cooked. Right. But, I mean, yeah, they show him up sometimes. It'll be small, but...
Alright, let's wrap it up on this. NFL MVP off your top right now. Who you got?
You gotta be Josh Allen, bro.
Okay. Defensive player of the year, NFL.
Micah Parsons.
Same.
No
facts.
Contest.
I think we definitely on the same page
no
with that.
No contest.
NBA MVP, who you got?
Luka Doncic.
I'm just between Luka and Giannis right now. After I see the Bucks play tonight, I think I'm gonna put me a futures bet in. DPOY NBA.
I don't know who won it last year. Because I'm gonna tell you this: it's gonna Giannis? Be somebody new.
I don't think so.
I think it's gonna be somebody new.
I want to say it was Giannis that won DPOY last year.
Right, I know Giannis and Rudy.
No, Marcus Smart won it.
Marcus Smart won it, exactly. Marcus Smart. Think it's going to be somebody new again. I think it's going to be one of them players step up. Fuck, it might be like a Mikal Bridges. I don't know.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert, who you going with?
Yeah.
I'm going to put a future. I think they're going to emphasize that too.
Because the fact that all he really got to do is crash the fucking boards.
That's it. Hey. Crash the board, finish the dump,
yep.
Make the layup.
Nigga, he had 23 last night. I don't think he's going to have 23 all the time, but nigga had like 16 boards. Yeah. That's a good start. All right. We up out of here, man. We done.